I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Robert Jacobs, the chairman of the PERC Agriculture Advisory Committee. So let's talk a little bit about what propane, where it's moving forward in the agriculture industry.
Well, propane being such a portable fuel is making lots of good inroads into agriculture. It's proven to be a non-toxic fuel, which is wonderful for transporting throughout a vineyard or an orchard to apply, let's say, a steam weed erasing product or to defoliate cotton, things like this. Propane has the clear advantage because it is non-toxic and above ground storage.
Okay, and I've heard a little bit about this trigeneration process. We haven't touched on it in the forum yet. Can you kind of give us a preview of what that's about?
Trigeneration is very interesting. We're getting the most out of a wonderful energy source. We're able to create electricity, we're able to create heat, and also create cold. An ideal situation would be, let's say, a winery or a dairy. In a dairy application, you have the need to preheat your hot water, which there's a tremendous amount of use, create the electricity to run the dairy, and also create a cold to keep the milk at the temperatures required. Trigeneration accomplishes all of that with propane as its fuel source.
You touched a little bit on cotton defoliation and using propane heat as a way to prevent pests and help with other crops. Why is that a better option than chemicals?
Well, with propane, you're displacing the actual chemical. When you talk about, let's say, eradicating weeds, we're finding that some of these weeds are starting to get resistant to certain chemicals. Propane applications, whether it be steam or flame, will eliminate that resistance to chemicals. We also eliminate groundwater contamination by using propane. It's much more friendly in the field too, because once a field has been treated, let's say for a defoliation of cotton, workers can re-enter the field immediately after the application because there's no toxicity from a chemical residue.
Okay, thank you, Robert.